A couple of weeks ago, we'd got into discussing the apostles, and we'd started off with them, you know, just talking about the disciples, and then we understand the difference between the disciples and then the 12 that were called out to be apostles. So kind of wanted to stick with that subject a little bit, try to understand that a little bit more. We'll just go ahead and turn to Matthew. I like that account pretty well. We talked about there was four different places you could get the names of those 12, and we'd also touched on a couple of weeks ago, Sister Brittany had mentioned or brought it up in a way that we found there's multiple names for certain individuals. And here, not jumping past our lesson, but we might get to that before the end of the day. But Peter had several different names that he went by. At least four, you could argue 5 to 6. But he had at least four names. So we'll see. We might end up finding all those. But Matthew 10, verse 2. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these. The first, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the publican, James the son of Alphaeus, and Levius, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, Go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So we'll touch on that in just a bit. We know that later on, Judas had betrayed the Lord. They filled that position with another. So we can go to the book of Acts. And it also gives the qualifications that they're looking for. And we want to touch on that again. I know we touched on that a couple of weeks ago. We want to read it again. Acts chapter 1, verse 12. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem, a Sabbath day journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter and James and John, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas, the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, The number of names together were about 120. Men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus. For he was numbered with us and had obtained part of this ministry. Now this man purchased a field with the reward of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and all his bowels gushed out, and it was known unto all the dwellers at Jerusalem, insomuch as that field is called in their proper tongue, Aceladama, this is to say, the field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, Let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein, and his bishopric let another take. Wherefore of these men which have companied with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us. So this starts the qualifications. And it says, Wherefore of these men which have companied with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John unto that same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection. So we touched on that a couple of weeks back, that was imperative. This individual that they were going to fill this 12th spot with had to have been there, had to have been there during Jesus' time, had to be there at John's baptism when the Lord was there. And he had to be there for the resurrection, had to see these things. And they appointed two, Joseph called Barsabbas, and was surnamed Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, Thou, Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, show whether of these two thou hast chosen, that he may take part of this ministry and apostleship, from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place. And they gave forth their lots, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. So we recognize there were original 12. We recognize there's another one added to this. I go into this because I guess the thought is if somebody were to present themselves today as an apostle and they have powers for such, I don't believe that. I don't think biblically you could show even where Matthias had that ability. We're going to find a couple of three more throughout this study. We're going to find that Paul was an apostle. We're probably going to find that James, the brother of Jesus, was an apostle. You could argue the fact that Barnabas was an apostle. But I don't think anyone but Paul had that power. We can find biblically that Paul did have those powers. I can't find that in the rest of them. So I don't want to say that they started being too liberal or too general with the title apostleship, but we can find where two or three others was given this title. But I don't think by any stretch of the imagination that they just opened that up and anybody was given that. So that's kind of where I'm going with this, and you all feel free to weigh in, but that's kind of where we're going to go, and we're going to maybe find some of these areas and touch on. So we talked about when the Lord had risen, and they had to see that, and he went on to heaven. And the term for apostle had expanded to refer not only to the 12, but to an inner circle of preachers, witnesses of the resurrected Lord. So just in Matthias, and it said that they cast lots. And we'd done a study on that a little while back. And when they cast lots, they were looking for the Lord's divine, his perfect way of appointing that one. They said they got it down to two. There was two gentlemen there, and when they cast lots, those casting of lots could have been something similar to I'm not going to say rolling dice, but they actually had like knuckle bones and things of that nature that they would use that in casting lots. But before they would do these things, they would pray that the Lord, that his divine intervention would select that one, and that they would not pick somebody that they just wanted. So just like what we try to pick, maybe somebody to help us in revival. We don't want to do that just because we know them and we respect them. But we want the Lord's will to be done. And it may be somebody that ain't well-spoken. It may be somebody that doesn't wear the best coat. But we definitely want to cast our lot, seeking out the Lord first. Amen. All right. Let's look at Acts 14 and 4. This is, well, go ahead and look at 13 and 50 so we know who we're talking about. It said, but the Jews stirred up the devout and honorable women and the chief men of the city and raised persecution against Paul and Barnabas, and expelled them out of their coast. So in this context, they're talking about Paul and Barnabas. Go to 14 and 4. But the multitude of the city was divided, and part held with the Jews, and part with the apostles. That is plural. And when I first read that, I thought, well, I'm getting too tedious here. They may just be talking about Paul in that aspect. But we can clearly see they'd referred to two, and they give a plural form. We'll jump on over on minds the next portion of the page, 14 and 14, which when the apostles, plural, Barnabas and Paul, heard of, they rent their clothes and ran in among the people crying out. So there's no denying that. In Luke's one wrote this. But I think Luke is referring to Barnabas being an apostle as in, he was carrying God's word. I still think there's a clear difference between Paul and Barnabas here. Paul is carrying the Lord's word, no doubt about it, but he has powers, and we want to get to that point. So let's look at chapter 14, 8 through 10. So right in between those two texts we were talking about. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb who never had walked. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, "Stand upright on thy feet." And he leaped and walked. And when the people saw that Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in the speech of Lycaonia, "The gods are come down to us in the likeness of men." So we read that. I wanted to point that fact out. The only person that had power there was Paul. And Paul will later say that these things was only because the Lord allowed it. It ain't that Paul had done these on his own merit, right? We know that. We know the Lord was in. But Barnabas is not mentioned, although in the 12th, it does. These men that was over there, and we'd studied this a while back. Because they're in 14 and 12, it said, "And they called Barnabas Jupiter and Paul Mercurius because of he was the chief speaker." And those were little g gods of Egypt at that time. I believe that's where that had came from. And they were saying that these were gods of the universe and things like that, like Greek goddesses and gods and things like that. So that's what they were associating them to with because they were there together. But we definitely want to point out the fact that it was Barnabas was not involved in that. He was there, and I believe he went forth to help carry the load. I believe he went to help scotch Paul up. But I don't think that he had that power, even though he was called an apostle here by Luke in Luke's writings. Let's go to Acts 19, and this one definitely puts Paul out there. 19, 11, and 12. "And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them." They would take Paul's handkerchiefs that he had on his body and they would take to these people and they were being healed. That's amazing. That's nothing, no more than God's work right there. Any thoughts on any of this? Okay. This is where I do want to say again, I don't believe Barnabas was given any healing power, as that was only given to the 12 plus Paul. Barnabas did have a special calling, so we need to recognize that, to go and preach and support Paul and to speak for him in Jerusalem to the other apostles. And we'll look at that example here in 19 and 13. We'll get down to that in a bit. But this 19 and 13 portion through 20, this was, I wanted to go ahead and hit this too. We want to definitely understand that there are people out there that's going to claim that they're apostles. And they're going to claim that they have power. And you're about to see what happens to those when they think they can do this without the Lord. "Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, 'We adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preacheth.' And there were seven sons of one, Sceva, a Jew, and a chief of the priest, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, 'Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are ye?' Even the devils didn't recognize this individual. And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. And this was known to all, the Jews and Greeks also dwelling at Ephesus, and fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. And many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. Many of them also which used curious arts brought their books together and burned them before all men, and they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. So the Lord took these deceivers, and he allowed that evil spirit to come on them, and they took off fleeing naked and wounded, it said. And then after that, all of these people that bought into the black arts and things of that nature, the Lord took that and allowed that nation to start believing there in Ephesus. So again, he can take these bad, unused properly situations, and he can turn those things around. But I found that, I really love that part where it said, I know Jesus and I know Paul, but who are ye? That's pretty good. Any thoughts on any of that? So again, as we go through this, we're going to see the difference between the original 12 apostles and some that would come later. They would not all be on the same level. The first 12, given power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and diseases. And I don't know if I hit that when we were in Matthew there, but go back to Matthew 10 and 1 if you want to read that, because that's when it made that statement. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases. Again, we don't see where some of these had that, but the original 12 did. And going back to points I've heard Brother Jeff preach on, and if I speak out of context, let me know. But when Judas was there, nobody knew him one way or the other, did they? He was one of the 12. It said he had that power just the same as the other. It said the original 12. Judas would have been part of that. We talked about Judas was out preaching and he was out doing these things. But that just caught me there. But no one knew that Judas was going to be the one that betrayed the Lord, did they? And it was because he had these things. He looked, he spoke like the others. He had the power of these others. Notice that this, and you all probably knew this, but when you get to thinking about Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and all of those, but did you notice Mark and Luke are not apostles? They're not on anybody's list, are they? So they were told to go into the way of the Gentiles, or into any city the Samaritans where they were at. They were told not to go into these places on 10 and 5. And the reason being, this was a limited commission at the time that we read about there in Matthew, and that would later on be Paul's calling. You know, he said to walk worthy of thy vocation. Well, he found his, and the Lord had appointed that, and that was Paul's job. He was to be the apostle to the Gentiles. Jesus gave them the promise of the full commission in Acts 1 and 8. When the full commission come, we see the apostles ordain the replacement we talked about, being Matthias. And then it said, per Peter recalling the book of Psalms, where David said that in 109, 2 and 8. I found that interesting, if you want to go over there and read that. Psalms 109. Two through eight. For the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are open against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They compassed me about also with words of hatred and fought against me without a cause. For my love they are my adversaries, but I give myself unto prayer, and they have rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love. Set thou a wicked man over him, and let Satan stand at his right hand. When he shall be judged, let him be condemned, and let his prayer become sin. Let his days be few, and let another take his office. Let his children be fatherless, and his wife a widow. So it was like David was talking about one there to be replaced, was kind of the point of that. So that's where Matthias was selected. He was added to that. So that the expansion of the apostle comes, but again, don't believe they had the same power. They had Matthias had met those qualifications. There's no doubt about that. He had witnessed the resurrected Christ, and he had received that special call to carry the gospel. In Barnabas' case, in Acts 4 and 36 and 37, this is where we first meet Barnabas. 4 and 36. And Hoses, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted, the son of consolation, a Levite, and of the country of Cyprus. So with him being a Levite, he was probably a preacher, right? Being of that Levitical tribe. And I think that was the very reason why they put that in there. So Barnabas here is finding his calling. He'd said that he'd sold his goods, having land, sold it, and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. Barnabas was an apostle, I believe, in the sense of carrying and preaching, but not as having the healing power that the other apostles had. But I found that interesting that he was the son of consolation, meaning comfort. So he was there to comfort Paul. Any thoughts on any of that so far? I feel like I'm kind of rushing and just hitting you with a lot of information this morning. But
it ain't really a thought, but I just wondered, like, when they got the 12 apostles, is that sort of like they got 12, the 12 tribes back in old ways?
Amen. I believe that was a picture of that, yes, sir.
Thought about that.
Amen. Amen.
Why 12? Why, you know, that crossed my mind when we were studying on that Thursday night, and then we studied on this today.
Amen. Yeah, I believe there's something to that, having those 12 there to represent that. They say, some will say that's a number of completeness, like the number 7. But I believe there's something else to that. I don't know how to explain it, but I believe there's something else to it like you do, brother. Anybody else?
I guess it sort of runs a little bit parallel with it, but, you know, just as Judas's place was taken, Joseph's, his allotment was actually given over to two others, which was his two sons.
Man.
And I don't know if that, you know, which you look at Judas and the reason that, you know, for his, and of course, the Bible says he was the devil from the beginning, which you don't relate that to Joseph, but Joseph, one of the original 12 sons of Jacob, which became Israel, well, Joseph's lot was taken and given to his two sons, you know, after his death. And if you were to count his two sons, which was Manasseh and Ephraim, if you were to count them and still count the tribe of Levi, then you'd say, well, they're 13.
They got 13.
But the original was 12.
Man.
You know, so, I don't know if that sort of runs parallel with the apostleship there or not being over, you know.
Amen. Good thought. Anybody else? Now, getting back to Barnabas' calling, we see what he did for Paul in Acts 9 and 27. Said, but Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles and declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way. So he's speaking for him. He said, hey, here's a man. He's seen the Lord. Without being able to see the Lord, Paul's not an apostle. So what he's seen on the road to Damascus, I don't think anybody we ever have seen when they talk about their testimony and I seen a light and it was like Paul. That ain't what Paul's seen. Paul seen the Lord. Absolutely, no doubt about it. He seen the Lord, and that's what allowed him to be an apostle. And declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. So Barnabas, being that son of consolation, son of comfort, he was able to comfort these men to say, hey, I know y'all have heard of Saul, and I know you know what he's done in the past, but I'm telling you, this man's seen Jesus, and he has preached him boldly in Damascus. So he was speaking for him. In 15 and 2, another spot. When therefore Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and disputation with them that determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain other of them should go to Jerusalem unto the apostles and elders about this question. This was concerning the circumcision, I believe it was. So they'd been at Antioch. Antioch got together and said, you men need to go down and we need to discuss this, or the Gentiles there and the circumcision. And we need to get this figured out, because now we've got this coming of the age of the church. We've been given the full commission. We've been only talking with the house of Israel. Well, now we got these Gentiles, and how are we going to sort this out? So they selected Paul and Barnabas to go down and do these things. And it said it was of no small dissension and disputation. And I believe that... And it said that they went down to the apostles, and I believe that would have been Peter. I believe James would have been there, maybe some more. But definitely, I believe that, that we know James was there, and I believe the James that was there, we'll get to that in just a bit. We'll try to show that he is an apostle. Anything else? Y'all feel free to add in here. We see in other places, we hit this a couple of weeks back, you know, it talks about Timothy, and it never refers to him that way. It in the books of 2 Corinthians 1 at 1, it talks about him being a brother. Philippians talks about a servant of Jesus. Colossians talks about the same as the 2 Corinthians, calls Timothy a brother. Sosthenes in 1 Corinthians called him a brother. So that title that Barnabas had there, whether he had any power there or not, but he was doing something a little bit different. But he didn't have the power that others had. And we talked about that early description of the apostles and what that meant and what they had to be. Well, as we start leading into James here a little bit, James, which did not follow Jesus in ministry, this is Jesus' half-brother. If you want to go to Mark 3, 31 through 35. Then came his brethren and his mother, and standing without, sent unto him, calling him, and the multitude set about him, and they said unto him, behold, thy mother and thy brethren without seek for thee. And he answered them, saying, who is my mother or my brother? And he looked round about on them which sat about him, and said, behold, my mother and my brethren, for whosoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brother and my sister and my mother. So he was kind of pointing out there about his mother and his brother, and how that, let's go to John. I think that's a little bit more clear. John 7, 3 through 5. His brethren therefore said unto him, depart hence and go into Judea, that thy disciples also may see the works that thou hast done. That's his brother talking to Jesus. For there is no man that doeth anything in secret, and he himself seeketh to be known openly. So he said, if you're here to do this and everybody's supposed to know about it, why are you doing it kind of in the shadows? Why are you doing it way up here? Why don't you go to Jerusalem? If thou do these things, show thyself to the world, for neither did his brethren believe in him. Then Jesus said unto them, my time is not yet come, but your time is always ready. As we had studied James a while back, and we understood the book of James, and I believe that was written by this apostle, I believe that what they're saying is that he didn't follow Jesus. He didn't meet the requirements thereof, so I don't believe he's of the same 12. I don't know that he's in the same category as Barnabas. to be quite honest with you, I know he wasn't in the same category as Matthias, because Matthias had followed him all the way through. But we don't see that here. Acts 15. Let's go back there. This is where we're going to get James in here somewhere or the other. And you all help me figure out where he belongs. 15, 1 through 21. So a little bit of reading here. Certain man which came down from Judea taught the brethren and said, except ye be circumcised after the manner of Moses, you cannot be saved. I need to get on to that point there. I don't know if we got that kind of time to read all of that, but let's go to Galatians. Y'all forgive me for that. We'll Galatians 1:18 and 19. If we can find Galatians in here. After 2 Corinthians. Then after 3 years I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter. Galatians 1:18 and 19. Then after 3 years I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him 15 days, but other of the apostles saw I none, save James, the Lord's brother. Amen. Now that's, in context, that's calling James an apostle there. In 1 Corinthians 15 and 7, so if you want to back up there, after that he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. So I believe in that context he's referring to James. And I believe this being the James that was over the Jerusalem church there when Paul was presented and brought down, and that was one of them that he had met there. Now let's get to kind of back to Paul. Paul was called an apostle born out of due time. Let's make sure we get his credentials down here. 1 Corinthians 15, 8 through 11. And last of all, he was seen of me also as of one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. I'm going to take you back to Galatians to get his part. Galatians 1, starting at 11. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. For ye have heard of my conversation, and in times past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it, and profited in the Jews' religion above many my equals in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his Son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood, neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia and returned again unto Damascus. Then after 3 years I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him 15 days. So that's how we had Peter there earlier in Jerusalem. But other of the apostles saw I none, save James the Lord's brother. Now the things which I write unto you, behold, before God I lie not. Afterwards I come into the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and was unknown by face unto the churches of Judea which were in Christ. But they had heard only that he which persecuted us in times past now preaches the faith which once he destroyed, and they glorified God in me. I'm going to read a little bit more. Then 14 years after I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas, and took Titus with me also, and I went up by revelation and communicated unto them that gospel which I preach among the Gentiles, but privately to them which were of reputation, lest by any means I should run or had run in vain. But neither Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised, and that because a false brethren unawares brought in, who came in privately to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage. To whom we gave place by subjection, no, not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you, but of these who seem to be somewhat whatsoever they were, and maketh no manner to me, God accepteth no man's person. For they who seemed to be somewhat in conference added nothing to me. But contrarywise, when they saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto me, as the gospel of the circumcision was unto Peter. So that's where he defined the two. He said the gospel of the uncircumcision was unto me. And Peter had the gospel of the circumcision. So that's where we get that fact that Peter was the apostle over them and Paul was the apostle over the Gentiles. For he that wrought effectually in Peter to the apostleship of the circumcision, the same was mighty in me toward the Gentiles. And when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given unto me, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hands of fellowship that we should go unto the heathen, and they unto the circumcision, only they that would should that we should remember the poor, the same which I also was forward to do. So just wanted to, I know it was a lot of reading there, but we talked about Matthias. We found that in Acts 1:25 and 26. We know Paul was, Acts 15:8 through 9. Barnabas, it mentioned him in plural form two different places in Acts 14 and 4 and 14 and 14. And then James, the Lord's brother, in Galatians 1 and 19. But make no mistake, I believe there was only the 12 and Paul that had that healing power and that they all met those requirements. And I don't know, honestly, I don't know about Matthias, even though he was named with them. We don't see where he had any healing where he was added to it, but he did meet the other requirements, didn't he? Any thoughts? If no other thoughts there, we may save the rest for next week. But if you're wanting some homework or any thoughts, let's see if we can find all of Peter's names. Anything to add? And brothers and sisters, if I've been out of line with any of that, please let me know. I don't want to take anything away from that apostleship, but some of this stuff we got to recognize. When it explicitly calls out Barnabas there in plural form, we got to deal with that. But I think personally, that was him had a calling. He had a calling to preach. He was of the Levitical tribe, and that was his job, and he was a comforter. Sent two by two, he was sent out with Paul to help him along his journey. If nothing else, let's consider ourselves dismissed this morning.